Let us bring in Pat Pagano this morning. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Well,
nice, quiet morning.
It's quiet morning, but you know, yesterday it was a damp day. It wasn't really a warm day. I mean, it wasn't cold, but it was a damp, dreary day. And this morning, actually getting up to a temperature of like 56 degrees.
Yeah, and that'll be pretty common this week. This storm that brought a little bit of rain to the region yesterday, that is now out off Cape Cod. But again, I opted to go with, if you recall, the American model over the weekend, bringing in the moisture, whereas the euro said no. And I was curious to see who was going to be right. And I had a feeling that the American model was going to be right, and it was. There are some places on Long Island that got over 1 inch of rain yesterday.
Yeah, we just got some light, like you said, we just got some light showers off and on. That's all we got. But it was, it was cloudy enough and it was damp enough where it didn't feel like, you know, August. You
know. No, and up in down from your area, down in northern New Jersey, it poured. It started about 5 a.m. yesterday morning. At 6:30, I was in the car. I stopped at the supermarket. I went to Home Depot. I picked up the stuff I needed. I went to church. I picked up breakfast after that, came back, changed, went back to the studio, finished all my sets, and was home by 3 o'clock. So all the sets are up. I didn't brace them, you know, against the walls and everything like that, because we have movie night this Saturday night. It was scheduled to be outdoors, but at the response we're getting, it's going to be indoors. We have, this does not include the cast. We have 6 cabin owners that have responded to see the movie out of 100. So I am not in any way, shape, or form going through the work of setting up generators, outdoor screens, projectors, speakers, audio, and everything for 6 people. The cast, if they come, they've already seen this movie, so I really don't care. And the whole studio is set up with surround sound and the projector. So, you know what? I will email all of them. I will tell them. We'll be more than happy to take your temperature. If you feel a little unsafe, you could wear your mask if you do. There are not many people. Right now, we're thinking 15. So everybody could be safely seated, and you should be able to watch the movie without a problem. So that's the end of that. Weather-wise, what an easy pattern. Partly sunny, a late shower thunderstorm today, 75 to 80. Cloudy with a shower or a thunderstorm tonight, near 60. Then mid-80s, partly sunny Tuesday, sunny clouds, low 80s Wednesday. Partly cloudy, around 80 Thursday, and ditto that on Friday. A very quiet week once we get this front out of here, today and tonight.
All right. Well, we've got a little bit of sunshine peeking over the trees here right now.
Yeah. It should be partly sunny. Yeah. So that's that. We have 2 disturbances in the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center giving each one of them a 40-50% chance of developing. And if they do, they will be given the names Laura and Marco.
Laura and Marco.
Marco. I was thinking, you know, when I looked at the list and I was thinking, I said, I know Marshall would know this. Laura, I said, there's not many songs with the word Laura in it. The one that comes to mind.
Laura I love
you
her.
Got it. You got it. That's the one I thought about, which is such a sad, pathetic song.
It really is.
You know, it really is. But that was the only one that I thought about. And I said, well, that's that. And that was it. Marsha, I have to tell you, it wasn't bad. I feel, I don't think I'd feel it as much in my legs today as I thought I would because of all the yoga I do. But I was constantly, up and down, not so much on the ladder, but the flats I had laid on the floor, you know. So what I would do is I'd have all my screw guns, my nails, and everything down on the floor, get down there, sit down, do all of this stuff, get back up, bring the flat back up, put the next one down. You know, so I was doing this up and down and up and down and up and down. So my legs feel it this morning. Other than that, the only thing today, as of Monday, I have my annual physical. So I'll be going to the doctor around, I think I got to be there at 11. So I'll go to the doctor around 11 o'clock.
All right.
And that's it.
That's it. Right? Not much else, yeah.
It's going to be quiet. How about you? You had a good weekend?
The weekend was a fine weekend. My week was all, I was going to call you, and I got your answering machine. I said, I'll call him on Monday because I forgot to tell you all about my week last week. Which I'll do sometime today because I'm not going to talk about it on the air. But my week was all convoluted. But the weekend turned out nice. I got to relax. I got to sit on my deck for a little bit. Not yesterday, but I got to sit on my deck. And I got to add a few new things to see since this pandemic has started, Pat. I figured I can't go anyplace. During the pandemic now, I've lost 31 pounds.
Very good.
And I've added things to my diet. Like for dinner last night, what did I have? I had chickpeas, fresh tomatoes, some fresh mozzarella, and some oil and then red wine vinegar, and some smallly chopped up onions. That's what I had for dinner. Pat.
It doesn't sound too appetizing.
Oh, it is. Oh, it tastes great. It tastes great. It's and there's a lot of protein in it. There's a lot of protein from the chickpeas.
Yeah, well, that's good. Can I tell you what I have for dinner?
What?
Rigatoni, mm-hmm. meatballs, and a lettuce and tomato garden salad. Tomatoes fresh from the garden.
Now, when you make your meatballs, what do you make them with?
Breadcrumbs, eggs, and cheese, and a little oregano.
Now, do you just use hamburger or do you use veal sometime?
Don't use either. We use turkey chop.
Okay, turkey chop. All right. Because when I make meatballs, I make them with about 50-50 ground chuck and veal.
Mom used to make them originally. Mom used to make them, you know, with regular beef. And then when I started making them with the turkey chop meat, she started acquiring a taste for it. And she said, yeah, let's do it with that. I said, it's definitely more healthy. So, you know, it's been quite a while that we've been using turkey chop meat for that, for meatloaf, for hamburgers, you know, and stuff like that. You got to flavor it. That's all.
I've had turkey meatballs are good. Turkey meatloaf stinks, as far as I'm concerned. But turkey meatballs are really good.
Yeah,
because as long as you simmer them in the sauce and everything,
they
adapt a flavor that they should.
Exactly. Nice and moist. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I had Saturday night went to a place in New Jersey called the Barn. It was phenomenal. I ordered what they call their Barn Burger. I'll tell you, I'm a burger guy, a cheeseburger guy. That was the best burger I've ever tasted. I don't know how they made it, but at Marshall, it was delicious.
The barn burger,
that's what they call it.
All right, well, we're gonna have to burger it out of here.
Let's do that, and I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
We'll share more recipes. All right, Pat.
Okay, you got it.
Take care. Pat Pagano on the Weather Center this morning, here with a check on our tri-state forecast on Robin Hood Radio.